You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. This next piece of news might surprise you. There is still a fall TV season. Yeah, it still exists, which means that in the ocean of other content there is for you to watch or listen to or read or maybe all three at the same time, TV shows on regular old broadcast television have to find a way to get noticed. And despite that seemingly large-ish challenge, preseason ad sales are actually the highest they've been in the last few years. And as Marketplace's Rima Crace reports, those aren't the only glory days the networks are trying to relive.
Not one, not two, but three new shows about time travel are coming to three different networks. NBC's is called Timeless.
I think Flynn is trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't possibly predict.
Flynn is not the only one trying to rewrite history. The networks themselves are jumping into a kind of time machine. Along with their usual shows about doctors, lawyers, and cops, they're adapting movies and reviving old series. Brian Lowry is a longtime TV critic.
The conclusion they have sort of made is that it's so hard standing out and so hard getting noticed that the easiest way to do that is to come at people with a property that they already recognize.
Fox, which is looking to pull itself out of last place among the networks, is introducing The Exorcist and Lethal Weapon. CBS is bringing back MacGyver. It's also launching Kevin Can Wait, starring Kevin James. It'll fill the time slot once occupied by The King of Queens, starring Kevin James.
So it's almost like you're in a time warp. If you woke up today, you would see Kevin James looking pretty much the same, just with a new wife and new kids.
All in all, networks are unveiling more than 20 new shows this fall. So are streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. And then there are all of the cable shows. It's easy to get lost in the crowd. Larry Gerbrandt is with Media Evaluation Partners.
Yeah, it's very difficult to create word-of-mouth momentum, social media momentum, when you only can reach 2% of the public.
So Gerbrandt says networks rely most on what they've already done right.
But once you have a successful show, you can then promote other shows within that successful show.
Or in the case of NBC, once you have the Olympics, you can plug your shows and programming more than 3,000 times. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.